More people turned out for anti-police brutality rallies in Salt Lake City over the weekend. Hundreds gathered at police headquarters twice on Saturday to vent their frustration over last week's violence in Baton Rouge, St. Paul, and Dallas. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Activists called for greater diversity among police officers in the community with better skills for de-escalating potential lethal encounters.
Hands up! Don't shoot! Hands up! Don't shoot!
The group Utah Against Police Brutality organized the gatherings before news broke Thursday that a sniper had killed five police officers in Dallas during an otherwise peaceful protest marking the deaths of Philando Castile and Alton Sterling. Lex Scott, the founder of Utah's United Front Party, was quick to distance Saturday's protesters from the perpetrator in Dallas.
We don't shoot cops, do we?
No!
That guy that shot those cops can burn in hell.
A handful of people had signs announcing support for Donald Trump. Tyler Johnson said he was participating, not counter-protesting. He said he's disgusted by what happened in Minnesota and Louisiana.
Those cops should be, prosecuted and tried and handled with and punished if that's what's happening. We can't have people, like he says, just snap or just rush to judgment on either side.
The crowd marched to the office of Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill, shouting, "Sim Gill has got to go." They claim Gill has withheld information on police brutality cases in Utah, including body camera footage of the shooting of Abdi Muhammad in the Rio Grande neighborhood. Gill said he continues to advocate for transparency.
I have always said everything should be released. The question becomes at what stage of the proceedings, and if we have legal obligations and legal prohibitions, then we have to follow that law.
There was no visible law enforcement in attendance Saturday, although a couple of police officers on motorcycles followed the group as they marched through the streets. Whitney Evans, KUER News.